I really do trust that the students will end up saying probably 80% of what, you know, I would want to say. So I think if you've scaffolded right, and that's huge. I mean, it's not just that having 75 people together means that they'll come up with the right ideas. But I think if you've scaffolded it correctly, students really will generate a lot of the things. For example, with this discussion, we had already essentially had two discussions prior to it in the class itself on that day with the text on text. So I had seated them with some big ideas from the readings that I wanted to make sure were still alive in their minds as we went into the whole class discussion. And then we had done the four corners or stand and declare or take, you know, forced choice, whatever you want to call it, which had done the reverse. So the text on text had taken the readings and surfaced particular ideas and claims from the readings. The four corners had taken experience, right? It was these scenarios. And so we had done both of those at considerable length before we entered the discussion, which meant a few things. First of all, ideally, we had already activated experience and research as parts of the discussion. We had also enabled them to get their most burning comments out already before they entered the discussion, so that the 45 minutes weren't spent with each person dying to say their 60 seconds about what they believed about the topic. And then the one other thing that we did is I gave them, you know, 4 minutes to write before we actually launched into the discussion. So I posed the essential question or the framing question that they had had when they had been reading, that, you know, it was sort of there throughout the class, but had them focus in on that one framing question and write down their own ideas. So that was also something that really then meant that they were not working things out quite for the first time at the moment of speaking.